Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Yo, good to see you. Buddies, pals, what's up?
Hey, good morning. Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick. Steve Covino from Union, New Jersey, out here in my hometown visiting the fam. The fam bam.
You're home for the holidays, bud.
Uncle Joe wants to see Godzilla tonight. I don't have the heart to tell him that. I really don't want to go.
I don't care.
Like, I'm here for a few days, dude.
Think I want to go see Godzilla? Come on. Get out of here.
I want to sacrifice my night doing that. But, you know, family, a blessing and a curse. Yeah, Godzilla on a throwback Thursday.
It's a really
good
movie.
We have lots to get to. Is it good?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I haven't seen it yet, but all of my friends have raved about it.
I haven't heard anything about it, but hey, I loved it growing up, so I'll keep you posted. We're live from the Mercedes-Benz studios. The vehicles are all electric. The feeling's all Mercedes. Learn more at MBUSA.com/EQS. And this year, resolve to keep your family safer than ever with Simply Safe. As we said earlier, Rich has a bat. I have nothing, really. And again, Dan Patrick trusts Simply Safe in his own home, recommends it all the time. Save 20% on your new system with a Fast Protect plan by visiting simplysafedan.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Well, we're going to get to that Cam Newton Debo story in a second. A couple phone calls, but I want to say that I hope you had a better night than Brooke Lopez. And I bring this up because, hey, listen, the Bucks won by over 20, but you ever have one of those days and it goes under the radar because, let's say at the bigger picture, everything was fine at work. Or for an athlete, the team still wins, so your crap performance doesn't matter. Like, if a guy strikes out four times, Covino, but his team wins, does it really matter? Hey, if you cough up the ball, if you fumble, but your team wins,
It softens the blow.
Brooke Lopez had 2 points last night. He was 1-for-7, 0-for-6 from three-point range. And I just saw a highlight where right before halftime, Danny, did you see this or not?
The headbutt?
Yeah. It was someone heaved up the ball to try to get that last second shot before halftime. It bounced off the backboard. And to show off his football skills, his soccer skills, Brooke Lopez gives the basketball like a pretty impressive headbutt. And they teed him up. They gave him a technical foul. And he's like, are you serious? Apparently against the rules, but, you know, I guess one of the officials was being the fun police and said, no, you can't do that. So he got teed up in the videos on social media, and I'm like, really? You got a technical foul for a little headbutt of the ball?
Sounds like he improvised a little bit, a la Paul O'Neill's famous clip.
Paul O'Neill kicking the baseball?
Yes.
Might be.
It's on his wiki, too. It's like, you know, bats lefty, kicks righty.
Paul O'Neill, as a Red, before he joined your Yankees dynasty, That clip of him playing the outfield, kicking the ball on a line drive back into the infield, might have been one of the most impressive plays I've ever seen in my life.
That's a good one.
It's a good one, for sure. All right, let's say what's up to Chuck in Illinois. Chuck, you're on with Covino and Rich, in for Dan Patrick. What's up, man?
Hey, Covino and Rich.
What up?
Brooke Lopez, best backup to Giannis. They're going to win the NBA this year.
They could. Very well could.
It could. Hey, called in to talk about your thoughts on somebody throwing a drink on you as a red-blooded American male.
Yeah.
I always think back to Malice in the Palace and Ron Artest as he was celebrating the game, was laying on the bench and got a drink poured on him. And proceeded to go into the stands and clear the crowd.
Is a drink thrown in your face, Covino, is that a top five insult? Is that on the top five list?
Top five. Being spit on is number one. You know, someone putting their hands on you is up there as well.
Danny, you know what's also on it?
Who does that?
I saw someone do this to Covino once, and there was a little tussle once back in our 20s. You ever have someone mush you where they don't punch you, but they put their hand on your head and like shove you back like a little mush?
They sun you.
Oh,
that's disrespectful.
That's disrespectful. But yeah, drink throwing has caused some problems in the past. Let's go to Phoenix. A different Chuck. What's up, man? Covino and Rich.
Morning, guys. Hey, talking about this one-hit wonder, great stand-in quarterbacks, this is a little old school, but you guys haven't mentioned the most important, the best one ever. And that's Clint Longley on Thanksgiving Day, 72 or 73.
Yeah, I was just a glimmer in my dad's huevos at that point. I was not alive in the 70s.
But thanks for sharing, man.
But hey, if I trust you on that one. But as far as backups go that really lit it up, you got to think of like guys like that left a fun little impact, like a Minshew. What about Foles won a Super Bowl? When we were kids, Jeff Hostetler stepped in with that mustachio for Phil Sims.
Kid, you don't feel like it was as prominent. I don't know if the quarterbacks were just more resilient or what. It's like Rodney Peete comes to mind, and he was a starter at one point too, but you remember him as a backup. Like, you don't remember a lot of the backups from your childhood, do you?
For my favorite team, Rich Gannon was a backup and a journeyman, and when he came to Oakland,
found his place,
lit it up, found his spot, and wrecked shop.
Do you remember the 49ers at one point? Nick Cope knows because he's my guy. He's a Niners fan. This was before your time, Nick, but during the Montana-Steve Young battles, there was a point where they both got hurt, and the Niners were going to guys like Steve Bono and Elvis Gerbeck. And there's
Elvis Gerbeck.
Remember Elvis? Does that name ring a bell? Elvis Gerbeck? But you're right. Covino, you're right. I don't know if it was guys that maybe they played more hurt because they were scared to lose their job, but when we were kids – and they got hit harder, which would not make sense when you think about it.
Yeah, that's what makes it ironic. When you think back, you're like, how were they not more prominent then?
Well, I'm just amazed with this season because we could have the most magical run in that he's a backup. He was a starter, but Joe Flacco, man, 11 years later, getting signed off the street middle of the season, and he's got the Browns. They're almost about ready to go to the playoffs.
Yeah, they're going to clinch. They're going to clinch tonight. The Browns are going to clinch a playoff spot
tonight.
I think they can make a deep run in the AFC.
He literally, Rich, was at the drop-off line at his kid's school when he got the call.
And it just shows that, if you know how to play, right? He mentally knows how to play, and physically he was still there, stayed in shape. Joe Flacco is a great story this season, and honestly, with a team and a league with so much parity, it's not shocking, Covino, to say I could see the Browns in like the divisional or championship round of the playoffs. They could absolutely.
No question. He's the perfect fit for that squad right now.
That defense is good. He's adjusting to the offense. That defense is not good. They're great.
He's always had that arm, and having a guy like Amari Cooper who can take the top off and an offensive line that can protect him, that's the magic sauce right there.
And I saw an article about Flacco saying how, hey, this is it. Let's be honest. Deshaun Watson's coming back, so there's no little pipe dream with all that money tied up for Deshaun Watson. And it's Deshaun Watson. He'll get his job back. So, Covino, the whole sentiment was, this really is a one and done for Flacco. How far could you go?
Yeah, because but he'll be 4-1 after tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Again, there's no guarantees this year, but, again, the Jets are at Cleveland. you think he has that one in the bag.
Yeah, and you know, you look at that and say, hey, does Flacco keep playing or is he done after this? Is this his one last rendezvous, or does he say, hey, look, everyone, I still got gas in the tank. I want to play, because it's not going to be for Cleveland. That's a fact, right? Deshaun Watson will be back. It's not going to be there. So it's a matter of, is someone going to say, hey, you know what? Come with us. Or is it a, let's see what he could do. This is a final farewell for Joe Flacco.
How do Jets fans feel watching the Browns? Isn't this an indictment on the Jets?
It shows you that they had him sitting at third string doing nothing. No. And they chose like Mike White and, you know, Zach Wilson. And they really had nothing to do with Flacco.
No. The day after Aaron Rodgers had that injury, we said, go get somebody, at least for us NFL fans, so we could see something in all these primetime games you're scheduled for. And the Jets, Rich, you said, hey, maybe they have something in Zach Wilson and we just don't know what it is, but it didn't pan out that way. Ugh. I just can't imagine being a Jets fan right now, because Flacco and other guys
were there for the taking. You had
it's
Flacco.
Tough, Danny, but it's all about the fit. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. We say it all the time. Is this the right fit or not?
Danny, they brought in Tim Boyle because Aaron Rodgers wanted him there.
Simeon and Boyle and all these people, you're right, and Flacco never up for consideration. And the interesting part we're forgetting sometimes is Joe Flacco won it all for the Ravens, who I don't think enough people are thinking like, oh yeah, their most hated rival, the Browns. The team that left, picked up and left, right? It's amazing to think that the Cleveland fan base, and Flacco has commented on how he's shocked and loves the fact that Cleveland embraced him, because Cleveland would be one of the last places that you would think would embrace a guy that won for the Baltimore Ravens.
And I grew up in Toledo, like it's split 50-50 Browns, Lions fans. I grew up when the Browns originally left Cleveland. That hatred runs deep. It still runs deep. Nobody has ever forgiven that team leaving Cleveland and basically driving the Browns franchise into the dumpster up until basically about right now.
Yeah. So
if he puts up a big game, Rich, really solidifying his case for comeback player of the year.
No doubt.
And if you're comeback player of the year, I think you may have solidified another year in the league.
If he wants it, I can't imagine him not wanting it, right?
Yeah, why wouldn't he? Even if he's holding a clipboard next year, he's getting paid.
Well, he is 38. Like, this could... I don't know how many more years he has in him, and I'm sure he's got to be thinking, again, as you said, he got signed literally off the street.
He wasn't in a tent under the 101.
Oh, no, I know. He wasn't, like, playing for nobody.
But he could be a good bridge guy next season for a team that drafts a young quarterback.
You're right. Matt in Minnesota hit us up, Covino, and he said, Vikings rode with Case Keenum all the way to the NFC Championship game back in 2018. Keenum threw the Minnesota Miracle. The Minneapolis Miracle to Stephon Diggs. We forget that. So Keenum had a run. Do you remember that time where the Vikings like, oh, should we go with Bridgewater, Keenum? And none of it really worked out. But, yeah, they had Keenum go on quite a little run there. So there you have it. Some Joe Flacco thoughts. Now, Cam Newton. I know you were saying earlier in the week, Covino, he's rubbing you the wrong way, and I don't blame you. I agree 100%.
It's just, again, former MVP, a guy that made it to the Super Bowl, not to take anything away from the dude, right? A difference maker, but loves to call out Brock Purdy for being a game manager. And I'm like, dude, well, he still manages to have a job, and he still is managing a potential Super Bowl appearance. He's still in the running to potentially win a Super Bowl where Cam Newton is not. And I feel like all of his antics and the way he plays the game is why he's not playing right now. So I feel like he's one of the last guys to talk about this. And it's the place he's coming from. Meaning, when it comes to Purdy, it's all from a really negative place. You know, instead of being like, wow, it's a really good story. The Mr. Irrelevant story is a great story, whether you like it or not. Is he the difference? No. Is he doing a great job? Yeah. Did he have a bad game? Yeah. But for whatever reason, he's been so outspoken. And when it comes from him and he's wearing that ridiculous hat, it just makes it even more annoying and hateable.
Yes,
it's
agreed.
Like somebody shut this guy up. He's got a little circus hat on and his grandma's scarf around his head. And it's like, Jesus, dude. It's just coming from a negative place, and it rubs people the wrong, rubs me the wrong way sometimes. And everyone's entitled to their opinion, but he's been doubling down on the Brock Purdy thing, as a lot of people have, for a minute. And again, hey, dude, I don't think being a game manager is such a bad thing when you have superstars. Your job is to manage those superstars. And I think Brock Purdy's done a good job of that, except for maybe last week. And, of course, they had that skid. But I know it didn't rub your boy Debo the right way either.
Well,
now, there's a real funny story about a beef between Cam Newton and Debo. But is it really a beef?
Well, here's the timeline. So, you know, we're all hearing what Cam Newton's saying. Debo was hanging with Kay Adams on her show.
And Adams.
Of course, it comes up. Hey, Debo, you see what Cam's saying about Brock Purdy. So then Debo responds with, first of all, Cam, stop texting my phone, bro. You were like a fan of mine 2 weeks ago. You wanted me on your podcast after talking about my quarterback, which is funny to me. So Debo calls out Cam saying, yeah, you're talking a lot of smack. Stop texting me then. I thought you were a fan of what I did. Pretty much insinuating, you know, let's be honest, calling out Cam a little bit like, yo, you're blowing me up. You're texting me. Meanwhile, you're talking smack.
Yeah, don't talk out to both sides of your mouth here.
And this is a long clip by Cam, so I'll ask you to stop it throughout it, but take a listen to Cam's response. He does a little video while he's sitting in his car. I feel like what everyone does, right? Take a listen.
I love this day and age that we're in because it gives so many people opportunities to kind of speak on things in real time, right? Something that just hit my desk in regards to Kay Adams. I love her, by the way. Need to get her on 4th and 1 for sure. But she kind of stretched the truth when talking to Debo Samuels in regards to the ha-ha-ha, or Cam said ha-ha-ha. I used the monocle emoji basically saying, like, what's going on here? Not to retract my statement.
Oh, pause it. He's insinuating when he did the monocle emoji, that wasn't like, ha-ha, told you so, Purdy stinks. He's saying...
Well, he threw up a monocle emoji for every interception Purdy threw. He's been hating on him. And look, like I said...
How is Cam trying to say that wasn't done in, like, a spiteful way? Like, what? I was just... It's like... We all know people that argue that way. They say some rude stuff and like, what? What are
Doesn't
you talking
that
about?
Imply, you see what I'm saying? Does everybody see this? Everybody watching what I'm seeing right now?
I'm taking it as Cam Newton saying like, ha ha, told you so. Look at this guy throwing picks. Ha 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 ha. Meanwhile, Cam's making it seem like, and again, I said, we all have friends or family that argue this way. They'll say some rude stuff and be like, what? What do you mean? That's not what I meant. And I'm like, I know what you meant, Cam Newton. Keep
and then
listening.
Your mom will say something like, well, if the shoe fits.
Keep listening.
Said what I said, or in this case, I emoji what I emoji. Now, Debo, my guy, been a fan, still a fan. You must stop the cap, bro. Now, my point is this. You said something like, Cam, stop calling my phone. I'm like, I don't got your number. That whoever calling you, that ain't my phone calling you. And it was so believable that I had to go back on my. I said, hold on.
Well, pause this now. So he's now saying, yo, I never texted you. Now we start thinking, yo, is someone catfishing Debo Samuel pretending to be Cam Newton?
I think that's what's happening. I do believe that side of the story. I do believe that, yeah. But Debo came up with the receipts, and he posted the conversations between him and Cam. Are they real or not? We don't know.
Now, Debo, the latest is that was he pranked with fake Cam Newton texts?
I think that's the case. I do. I do believe Cam Newton in this story. Even though I said he's a little aggravating lately, I do believe him here.
Debo is saying, well, here, Debo then produced, as they say, the receipts, and he put out there the tweets. It's, yo, Debo, it's Cam, trying to have you on the pod the next few weeks. Hit me back. Who this? Is Cam. You trying to hop on? I don't know. Who is this? Cam Newton, killer? then he writes, F you, Debo, laughing emoji, good game tonight, bro. And there's like a little interaction, and Debo thinks he's talking to Cam Newton.
And by the way, there's a very specific font, too, that implies that it's Cam. Like, it's implied that Cam Newton uses that kind of font. So who's ever messing with him knows. I think that's a little suspect, too. But, again, when it comes to being a quarterback, and, again, we'll take your phone calls at 877-99 on Fox. This Cam Newton, Debo B for text message back and forth they had. Cam Newton just puts so much emphasis on his physicalities, his difference-making abilities. And to me, no one's going to question that Cam Newton was a superior athlete and his athleticism was unlimited. But does that really mean anything? I mean, look at Tom Brady. Did he have all these amazing physical attributes? No, but he won, and that's all that matters.
I heard that.
Brock Purdy still in the hunt for a Super Bowl. So it's almost like, hey, man, just let's just see what happens before you get on this dude for not being a difference maker.
I heard Dak Prescott commenting about how his name is still in the MVP mix.
Mm-hmm.
And Dak said, you know, listen, my numbers, you know, from what I hear, as if he, you know, he didn't know, you know, they're impressive. But quarterbacks are judged on winning. Dak Prescott said that. One of your, you know.
I mean, but that's how it should be judged. It's the game of winning. So, you know, when Cam Newton judges quarterbacks on their physical attributes, to me, that doesn't make any sense.
So I got to ask you, the bigger question, there's so many angles you could go with Cam Newton and Debo here, but my question goes like this, Kavina. Now, this applies to your coworkers, your wife, your mama. Do you have to get the back of someone close to you, even if you don't truly believe it? Or do you think Trent Williams, Debo Samuel, George Kittle, do you think all these superstars genuinely believe in Brock Purdy? Or do you think when Debo's fighting with, not only, by the way, Cam Newton, Debo is mixing it up in a playful way with Micah Parsons of the Cowboys, always defending Brock Purdy. Do you think Debo really feels that way? I mean, his numbers are good. He's getting the, you know, Brock Purdy's number two in passing yards this year, which means people are getting the ball.
Hey,
so it's not like wide receivers.
Even the so-called best, and we're going to debate who is the best later on in the show, but even the so-called best, Patrick Mahomes, has had an off season and had some bad games. He's lost a lot of games this season. So why would you hold that against Purdy when he's proven he could win?
Yeah.
He's not entitled to a few bad games.
He had a bad game.
Even the best had a few bad games.
Even Kyle Shanahan said three of those four interceptions were unfortunate. One was a terrible
read. Judging the guy on his reputation, not what he's doing on the field. It's a little unfair.
So we'll take your feedback next at 877-99 on Fox. Whether it's when your wife does something, you know, questionable, or your mom, or your coworker, your friends or family, do you always have the back of your quote teammate? And do you think Debo, George Kittle, Trent Williams, all these superstar Pro Bowl guys that are all talking so highly of Brock, do they really mean it? Are we going to fast forward 10 years from now at some football convention and be like, yeah, you know, like Brock was good, but maybe, you know, I had to talk him up back then. I don't know. I want to know your thoughts.
Leave it open.
Let me think about it.
We'll chop it up.
We'll chop it up next. Kavino and Rich, in for Dan Patrick, live from the Mercedes-Benz studio. Hang tight.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost, reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
Thank you guys for hanging out with us. Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick live from the Mercedes-Benz Studios. Later this hour, old school when 50 hits. When 50 hits.
Oh.
And live when 50 hits on the clock. We throw it back on a Thursday and reminisce. We're going to be talking nerds.
Covino, we're going to talk Russell Wilson in a second. It is the hot story. We got to get to that. But I was just talking to, you know, Mike who runs this place?
Who?
Yeah, Mike, the guy that runs
it. Never heard of him.
Mike
was saying
never heard of him.
We were saying how Debo and Trent Williams and, you know, McCaffrey, everyone has the back of Brock Purdy. When you hear all the chirping from everyone from Cam Newton, Micah Parsons, is it your job to always protect your quarterback? And Mike brought up the fact that, you know, even if, like, let's say his wife is arguing with his sister-in-law or someone at a party. Even if his wife is wrong, he has to be like, yeah, baby, you're right. And then when they get home, he could then say, listen, you aren't right, but I always got your back because I'm your husband. And I wonder if, like, do Debo, Trent Williams, George Kittle, all these guys are like, Brock's our guy, he's our guy. Is that the answer because it's the situation, or do they genuinely feel like he's the guy?
I think that's how you have to handle it, and Mike's absolutely right about that. Even if
I've seen you with exes, Covino, where I've seen a look on your face where, bro, I don't agree with her, but you know what I have to do right now. It's my girl.
The answer's simple, because I got to go home and sleep with her. I'm not sleeping with you. You got room in your bed for me? So, yeah, I'm not sleeping on the couch either.
Yeah,
it's a king. So this gotta have her back in this moment.
I've seen this with my own family where, let's just say, my brother and his wife and other people have argued, and I've seen situations where it's like, yo, my brother is going to defend his wife regardless because what is he going to do? Fight with his wife? No. You don't. You always have to have the back of your wife, and in sports, it's your quarterback. It's your star player.
But I do believe that the 49ers have Brock Purdy's back because they do believe in him, because they're not expecting him to be the star. They're the star, and they're okay with that.
Star.
It's like everyone has a role in their relationship. Brock Purdy's role in this relationship isn't to be the star. It's to elevate their star. Kittle's star. Debo's star. He has weapons. This is how he uses them. But again, this all comes from this catfished text story between Cam Newton and Debo Samuel. Yo, Debo, it's Cam. I'm trying to have you on the pod in the next few weeks. Hit me back. Ace Boogie. Who this? It's Cam. You trying to hop on? I don't know who this is. It's Cam Newton, killer. Then he says, F you, Debo. And he says, good game. You look good. And Debo Samuel saying, yo, Cam, you know, stop trying to be my friend if you're talking smack about my quarterback. And Cam Newton is saying, yo, I never said any of that.
Do you feel, by the way,
being catfished? But regardless, Debo has to have his quarterback's back.
Do you feel for Debo, considering you, Steve Covino, have been catfished?
In today's world, look, I got catfished when it was much easier to catfish somebody. So,
Danny, do you know the story or no?
Yeah, it's Covino's first wife, right?
Yes.
No, Covino, back in the day, before social media was a real thing where you could easily check up on people. And, you know, this is when things were still questionable. Like, yo, is that really her? Covino talked to this girl for a while and finally met up with her. And it was not what he thought.
It was as bad as it could get.
And did she use somebody else's photo?
What happened? No. Look, we work in radio, right? So I was filling in, actually coming in late at night, overnight shift, and I was following up this host, DJ Liquid Todd, on K-Rock New York, who's a great guy, still a pal. And he was on the studio line with some girl who was talking all sexy. That's how you kill time late at night in between commercials.
Oh, old school radio? You would just talk to listeners on the request line, yeah.
Right, yeah. And, you know, she's like, hey, guys. So I was replacing Liquid Todd, and he said to me, yo, I know this girl. She's really hot. I talked to that girl for like a year because I was going through a breakup. And she would call me up. We eventually exchanged numbers. And then eventually we met. And I was like, oh, my God. It was horrifying. Yeah. It really was.
Let's just say she was a big girl with a crutch. And she's like, and she said, sorry, I lied.
Yeah, it was a nightmare. She hit me up in an emergency like, I need help. I need a ride. Maybe you could come pick me up. And I'm like, well, finally, yeah, let's go. I thought I was going to get some action. And nope. Then I realized quickly I didn't want any. And it was terrible. It really was. It was a horrible story because I had this vision of this person for over a year. And then when I finally met him, it wasn't that.
I'm sorry.
I think to be catfished now is a lot more embarrassing.
Yeah, yeah. You could search pictures.
Yeah, and yeah. Nowadays, I didn't have that option back then.
You know what?
Like the late 90s, early 2000s.
Now, there's no excuse now. It was even a little questionable when Manti Te'o got catfished. What? And that whole documentary made your stomach sink for the guy. I know it's like a year old or so now, but that documentary was like, oh, that gave me the chills.
But still, Covino was going off a voice, and you learn in radio. I learned as a kid from a DJ named Tim Cruz when we were at a station in Stockton, California. He told me, he said, if the girl's voice is silky smooth, she's a big girl. If the girl sounds mean like Demi Moore, she's probably a petite little girl. And I don't know why he told me that or why he thought that, but I heard that from more than one DJ.
Wow, and look at that.
Yeah. You never knew who was on the other side back then.
Well, that's why, Covino, you're not supposed to meet up with listeners.
And yeah, you're right. And in Debo's case, right, Debo's not a star enough to reach out to another player in the NFL to be like, yo, is this Cam or not? Is this his number or not?
I can see he probably thought, oh, Cam got my number from a mutual NFL guy. It seemed legit, but apparently Cam Newton not contacting Debo Samuel from what we're hearing.
And then Debo was saying sort of an FU to Cam because Cam's been outspoken against his quarterback. And that raises the question, do you have to have your quarterback's back no matter what? Do you have to have your significant other's back no matter what?
Well,
I think you do.
Over time, you've noticed when a guy doesn't have his quarterback's back, it's apparent. And it's awkward and weird.
Yeah, you handle that, you know, in the locker room behind closed doors.
All right. Well, speaking of quarterbacks and speaking of having their back, I don't even know where to start when dissecting this whole Sean Payton, Russell Wilson scenario in Denver.
Well, it ties to what we just said. Certain things could be handled and discussed, like Big Mike said, you know, at home, behind closed doors. You don't make those things public because what you're telling your competition is there's trouble in paradise. Something ain't right.
There's two blazing.
We saw Sean Payton sort of break those rules with Russell Wilson throughout the season.
Yeah, that's. I'm glad you said that because I was gonna say there's two things that pop in my head when I think of the relationship between Sean Payton and Russell Wilson. Pete Carroll's an animated guy. When you root against him, oh, he's fun to root against. But if he was your coach, you would love him. The guy's full of energy. The guy is 70-something and has the energy of a 30-year-old. You got to really respect what Pete Carroll brings to football. You never saw him screaming in an angry, almost like a authoritative way.
You're taking your leader's juice, right? Like, you got to let your leader lead in that moment. I get it. You're the coach and all that, but you're really just making him look like a chump in front of everybody else.
There's two scenarios in which I'm like, when looking back now, you're like, ooh. Awkward. And one of them is how Sean Payton seems to reprimand a veteran and Super Bowl winner like Russell Wilson, almost as if he's some unestablished rookie.
In public, in front of the team.
Oh, on the sideline.
Yeah, that's the difference. We're not saying that Sean Payton can't have his words with Russell Wilson, but it's in the manner in which he did it on national television for all to see, for his teammates to see. It showed you that, I don't know, it wasn't a good match between he and Russell Wilson, in my opinion.
And
the proof is in the figgy pudding, because if you were traveling or missed it, Stidham's going to start against the Chargers. So,
yeah, I mean,
we talked about it yesterday.
There's so many layers, and it has to do with money and making sure he's healthy for a trade. And, you know, there's going to be so much dead money against the cap. The Broncos, this is a rough scenario, but I want to take it back way far for a second. Before the yelling, before the terrible start, but then the great recovery where it was like, ooh, they may make the playoffs, and then they stumbled recently. Do you remember when Sean Payton was first hired by the Denver Broncos? Do you remember one of the first things we heard was a reporter say to Sean Payton, hey, how do you feel about Russ having his own office and his own this and his trainers in the facility and this and that? And Sean Payton was very quick to shut down that narrative, like, well, not where I am. And I remember thinking, like, you know, there was no two ways about it. Sean Payton was going to come in and coach the way he coaches, and the idea of Russell Wilson having his own office, his own people in the facility, Sean Payton was going to say no to that. And I think, I don't know if that was,
yeah, but
if this was
what?
A dead, was this a
At
dead relationship
time,
from step one?
Maybe, but you asked us how we felt when we heard that. At the time, we were like, you know what? Well, maybe that's what the team needs. It seems like Russell Wilson, for as great as he is, he rubs people the wrong way. So maybe Sean Payton's going to come there and be the great equalizer here and put that to rest.
Now, this happens
so
in a lot of...
It felt necessary at the time.
I mean, this happens in a lot of industries. But honestly, particularly radio and broadcasting, TV, is similar to sports in that when a new coach comes in, Spot, you've seen it, Danny G, everyone in the room has seen it. When a new program director takes over a radio station,
a lot of times they
come in and they say, hey, listen, they brought me in because either the old program director was fired or left. I need to shake it up. And they might say, oh, I don't, you know, people may like the current morning show or afternoon show, but I'm bringing in my own guy.
Yeah, and new boss always brings in their own guy.
And no matter where you work, they may keep a lot of people in place, but the boss, he or she, will always bring in some of their own people. And I just wonder if Sean Payton deep down inside knew, Russell Wilson's not who I want here. It'll be an experiment, and I'll get him out of here eventually, but we'll see.
There were early signs of this. They gave Jared Stidham a $10 million contract for just a couple seasons. And the Raiders were bidding. They wanted to keep Stidham. But at the time, it was kind of weird because people were like, why are the Broncos overbidding on Stidham? Now we know why.
Well, as the story plays out, too, people are saying that Russell Wilson has known about this.
He's prepared, and he's on social media.
It's in God's hands. Yeah,
he's doing the whole it's in God's hands, next step, and you know, saying all the right things, and next step, but I wonder if it would have worked out. Let's say the Broncos from day one clicked, and Sutton and Judy and Wilson and all these guys were clicking, and Peyton, it was working. We wouldn't even be having this conversation. But I think going into it, Sean Payton deep down inside felt, yeah, Russ isn't the answer for me to rebuild this franchise. And I think it's the equivalent of someone coming into any workplace and saying, yeah, I'll try to work with the people you have here, but the reality is I want to bring in my own people. And I think you're seeing that right now.
I think that's exactly what we're seeing. Yeah, nail on the head.
So your thoughts at 877-99 on Fox. Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick on Fox Sports Radio. We got more next. Hang tight.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you like where Mercedes-Benz has been, you're going to like where they're going. With a full range of EVs now available at your local dealer, Mercedes-Benz is turning electric completely on its head. Experience the all-electric EQB, a versatile luxury SUV that can seat as many as seven. The brilliantly advanced and superbly equipped EQE SUV, positively alive with groundbreaking technology. The inspired EQE, the electric sedan with energizing comfort features that recharge you. The boundlessly capable EQS SUV, a vehicle that takes luxury and innovation to places they've never been before. And of course, the magnificent EQS, the flagship of all EVs, delivering the Mercedes electric experience on a truly epic scale. The vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at your local dealer or mbusa.com/EQ.
Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio, in for Dan Patrick, live from the Mercedes-Benz Studios. And we're going to get in some old school and 50 hits. We're going to be talking old school nerds. We'll explain.
I can't wait. Live from the Mercedes-Benz studio. Covino, let's take a quick phone call from Travis in L.A. And then
As we talk about Russell Wilson, again, the big story, we also talked about Tommy DeVito earlier. And another thing he said, Tommy DeVito, aside from when you're up, everybody loves you, and when you're down, everybody hates you. He said, it's just a reminder that this is a business. And I think that's also what we're seeing here with Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
Dude was playing decent.
And
remember, every quarterback, every team has had a few stinkers along the way this season.
Of course, man. I just look at the Russ thing, and I'm so intrigued because he's not like a guy – I don't look at him as a guy that's at the tail end of his career, and but I also don't look at him as a guy –
last season he did look that way.
I also, Covino, don't look at him as a guy that still has the juice. I think Russell Wilson's in his own little weird category, and I am curious to see what the other people in the world of sports entertainment think. Not because I need to hear their answers, but it's intriguing to wonder, where do people think he's going to end up? Because if you go through every team in the league, you're like, no, they're going to go younger, or they got their guy. It's interesting to think, is there a team out there?
Look for a team that doesn't have their guy.
All right,
which teams have their guy.
Let's say what's up to Travis real quick in L.A. What's up, Travis? You're on with Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick. What's up, bud?
Hey, so I saw you guys busted past Dan Simply Safe and you're squatting in his man cave. So I've got some Todd Fritz, Fritzy Mock headlines for people familiar with the show. The first one is, show ho ho. Dodgers fans get everything they want for Christmas. Next one is Midnight's. This one's for Rich. Midnight's for Mahomes. Ooh. Quarterback confesses to Taylor Swift, this is my least favorite Chiefs era.
Okay.
And the last.
Ever.
What? And last one is Russell Wilson, the Denver media. Broncos country. Let's ride the bench.
That's a good one.
Now, I'll tell
That's
you.
Good.
The,
I like the last one.
Dodgers fans, I saw, did you see, Yamamoto would have went there regardless of what Ohtani did. I've been seeing so many great memes about your Dodgers. Danny, if your Dodgers don't win it in the next year or so.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure on my favorite team right now.
I can't imagine. When was the last time, Covino, there has been a team with like such an undeniable pressure? Like, you better win it all now.
Man.
Think about that. Maybe we'll get to that later, because I can't
say, with that many stars, never. Not with this many stars.
I mean, when was the last time a guy's like, all right, we got the final piece of the puzzle. Now the team has to win. And I feel like you talk to any Dodgers fan, like the sentiment is like, we better not win 120 games and then dip out in the divisional round. So
it might be the Karl Malone and Gary Payton Lakers back in the day.
Oh, my God.
Once my Pistons beat.
Yeah. You know.
That was a star-studded team. But still, I don't think of the caliber of this
right now.
Dodgers team. Hey, Travis, thanks for calling, man. I appreciate that.
All right, well, look at the time. When 50 hits, let's go. There's a certain...
Yeah! What we gonna do right here is go back. Back into time.
Throwing it back for a Thursday. Old school when 50 hits. At 50 after. CNR give you the time capsule topic, and we reminisce together.
Yeah! Yeah, boy! Now, every Thursday, we go old school. We kick it back with a conversation from our childhood. If you grew up in the 80s or 90s, 2000s, even before that, the 70s, we kick it back with memories of movies, TV, sports, a little of everything, video games, sneakers. And, Covino, a couple things sort of made this come into play. Number one, it's the birthday of a dude that we've met a bunch of times, and he's a really nice guy. Magic Mike himself, Joe Manganiello, turns 47 today.
Joe Manganiello.
And you love him because he was in a movie with Pee Wee Herman, your hero.
Joe Manganiello.
He's a big holiday, yeah.
Joe Manganiello.
And Manganiello, you know, had a rough year, got divorced from Sofia Vergara. But
yeah, they've both moved on.
But Manganiello's, I saw a picture, he's got a hot new girlfriend, but he's a big sports guy. We've talked to him about the Steelers. He's a big Pittsburgh sports fan.
He showed up to our show one time, not to name drop, but it's true, with Antonio Brown, because he was such a Steelers
back
guy.
Back in the day. Now, he's a big sports fan, but he's also a huge nerd when it comes to like Dungeons and Dragons, and like he's into a lot of stuff like that. So we're talking about a guy that is a sports nerd, but also like a nerd, but at the same time, he's Magic Mike. So is he really ever a nerd?
Well, I mean, the dude's a stud, so you give him the pass if it's working for him. He was with Sofia Vergara, so he's like the coolest nerd ever, king of the nerds. But behind the scenes, we've also been debating what's worse, a regular nerd who's LARPing in the park, thinking he's a Jedi, or a sports nerd, because sometimes you could take a cool sports discussion and really nerd it up.
Yeah, you know, Danny, you were just at Disney, and you said that you saw people like fighting to get on the Star Wars ride, and you were like disgusted.
Yeah, that ride has a lot of technical issues. So if you have a fast pass, you have to come back when the ride reopens. And these Star Wars nerds were pushing and shoving each other as they ran in.
So for the Rise of the Resistance.
Yes.
So think about this. The best nerd in TV and sports history. We'll get to it next. I'll explain more CNR in for Dan Patrick next. Hang tight.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Owning a Mercedes-Benz EV isn't just extraordinary, it's extra easy. With full remote access to your vehicle from your phone via the Mercedes Me Connect app, the vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. The choice is all yours. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQ.